You're listening to Moon Monkey. On this episode, we're going to be talking about The Sisters Brothers, which is directed by Jacques Audiard and based on the book by Patrick DeWitt.
The story of two brothers, unsurprisingly. Charlie, played by Joaquin Phoenix, and Eli, played by John C. Reilly. And they are tasked with hunting down Herman Kemet Warr, played by Riz Ahmed, who claims to have found a way of finding vast quantities of gold.
And they're in the river.
Yeah, you don't need to pan for it. You just pour some stuff in, and the gold appears. So he's their task will hunt him down, but there's also a kind of private detective who's also been hired, who's with Herman at the while they're following him, who's played by Jake Gyllenhaal. And basically, Charlie, Eli, and John Morris, who's Jake Gyllenhaal's character, are all being hired by the Commodore, who's Rutger Hauer.
Yeah.
Not that you'd know it, because you barely see Rutger Hauer. It's only at the end.
He's not in it very much.
No, I think he stands on the balcony at one point. But Rutger Hauer's there as well. So they're just tasked with capturing Riz Ahmed, bringing him back to the Commodore, and Riz Ahmed will be tortured to give us secrets of how to find these vast quantities of gold for the Commodore.
You don't find this out till partway through the movie why they're actually after him. They're just tasked with tracking down,
hunting down and torturing a man.
Sort of when they find him, then they realise or they're told why he's so sort of sought after.
Yeah.
But yeah, like a great cast, which was the thing which really interested me in seeing this movie. As you know, Western's not really my thing, but yeah, John C. Reilly, Joaquin Phoenix, Riz Ahmed and Jake Gyllenhaal, a film with those four, you know.
You're there.
It's got to be worth seeing at least. I thought like it opened really strong and then it sort of like, it got like really slow after that. Like the opening scene I felt was quite packed with action. But most of it is kind of a slow tale, and it's sort of character driven. I would say you're sort of led into the lives of the characters.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of like the backstory of John C. Reilly's character. You definitely get to know who these people are, which I suppose is why you need such great actors to like really bring out the characters. But in terms of action, I thought it was a little lacking.
It's more of like a European take on a Western. It's more of like a revisionist Western, especially with the opening, because it's usually like, you know, well-lit vistas and cowboys riding around in the sun, rescuing people, where in this, it was pitch black and two guys, the sisters, brothers, were murdering people in the darkness. So it's very much critiquing like the idea of the Western in America.
Yeah.
And with its opening, because it isn't like, it was a very violent opening, and they were essentially murdering people in the dark. So yeah, I mean, it does have quite a bit of violence in it when there is action sequences. That is, you know, that's quite bloody and stuff. There is some, you know, terrific things happening.
And it has like the comedy moments, like you're saying, probably poking fun at the idea of bounty hunters.
They're
definitely not cool bounty hunters like you usually would see.
Well, they're kind of cool, but yeah, they're different. They're different people. But yeah, it's. I would say like to begin when you're going into this, if you're thinking it's a comedy, it's not a comedy. Well, there's some like comedy throughout it, but I thought it was more of a comedy.
The trailer
than it was.
The trailer sort of made it seem like it was more comedic, because I think they showed a couple of like the big comedic moments in the film,
but it's essentially like a slow-paced West
drama
set in the West.
Yeah, but it had some nice cinematography.
Yeah, I mean, it does like the big feeling of like out West really well.
Yeah.
And it has like
the saloon.
It has a saloon. It has horses, but it does have like that kind of like the binary straight at like civilization and wilderness and the creeping up with, you know. Like, there's not it's not all savage West. It's like, there's this civilization creeping in.
It sort of has that critique of greed and capitalism, and there's a lot of stuff about everyone trying to get this gold or trying to get these jewels or diamonds. Obviously, like, the two main characters are mercenaries, so that sort of plays into that.
But there's a lot of the binaries of, like, the characters. Like, there's, like, Charlie. Charlie is very different to Eli. Like, Joaquin Phoenix's character is very different to Eli. They're both two very different people. And they're both, like, one's wrestling with the past and the other one's looking to the future. One's drunk all the time, that one's sober. Yeah. There's all these different kind of binaries, and there's like the later scene, the greed of like some characters and the utopianism of like other characters. So it's a very kind of deep thinking, slow paced movie asking like you to make a lot of questions and think about stuff. It's not really just action packed, and it's not really a comedy. It's a strange movie. There's lots going on.
It's one that needs you need to think about. Yeah. Think about it. There's probably a lot in there to discover.
But I liked
it. Like the gold at the bottom of the stream.
Yeah, there is a lot to discover. Maybe. I really liked it. It's not like your stereotypical. It's not like a stereotypical Western. It's very much like a revisionist one. And it's not at all what you'd imagine, because I was going on thinking that it's going to be a comedy, but it was kind of funny moments, but it's not really a comedy. And even like the beginning and the ending, it's not really your stereotypical Western. I don't want to spoil the ending, but it's not how you'd imagine a Western would end. I would say it's good, but it's very much a different take. It's a strange movie, but one that I enjoyed. That's what I would say about it.
So yeah, I would say we're pretty sort of split on that. But I would say if you go in expecting something different, like you say, just clear your mind of preconceptions or what your expectations are of it, and just go in and enjoy it for what it is. It's probably the best way to approach this film.
Slow paced, good cast, different take on a Western.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, that was our review of The Sisters Brothers. We hope you enjoyed that. Make sure to like and subscribe to our channel, and we'll be back soon with more reviews.